Welcome to the audio version of Weak Side Eyes. I am Jerry V. Where will my eyes go as we start this new NBA season as far as the New Orleans Pelicans are concerned? Well, both of them will be locked in their defensive performance because last year that was an area of play where the Pelicans suffered when it mattered the most. It begins with pressure on the basketball, influencing the direction of the basketball and where you want it to go, understanding where the help is coming from and understanding who indeed will help the helper, because you know one of my commandments. You've heard me say it before. In the NBA, your defense is only as good as your rotating defenders. So let's explore that. Last year, I can list the numerous mistakes made by this Pelican basketball team when the ball would penetrate the first line of defense and the play action started to come towards the lane and then eventually at the rim. Why? Perimeter defenders lacked alertness, help defenders lacked alertness, and then the rotating defenders couldn't grasp and understand when to rotate, what spot of the floor to rotate to, and how to properly rotate, which includes the timing and the communication. So it's the when, the where, and the how, and that's been a problem. Because what happens when rotating assignments are blown, the ball gets deep into the lane, it occupies your bigs that must step up and help, it allows the ball to get to the rim, it increases fouling, it puts the opponent on the line, it enhances their field goal and their free throw percentage, more importantly, their attempts, because a direct correlation is out there in the number of free throw attempts on how it connects to winning. And then it's the building up out of the play action to become a solid defensive rebounding team. And when teams are out of position and when teams are not alert with their rotating or their help defenders, your defensive rebounding suffers. Now, let's go to the next level of this. You have Ashik and Davis. Everybody is glamoring and all upset about that they lacked rim protectors last year. Well, now, it's a joyful noise. Everybody is happy. But there could be a problem here. And the problem will arise if your perimeter defenders and the points that I brought up earlier, the when, where, and the hows of rotating help aren't taken care of. You don't want to wear out the warranty of your two rim protectors, because if they're going to be in a constant state of helping, your defensive rebounding will diminish because they'll be coming up the lane and offensive rebounders get between them and the rim to secure missed shots. So while we're improving in having rim protection, we don't want to overexpose them so many times per night. So the key is, I got my insurance now in front of the rim, but let's not burn them out and wear out their warranty in doing so. Thus, the pressure goes on your defensive guards, and that's where the play must come. So that's an area of play that I'm going to be focusing on in a nutshell. Perimeter defense, where they send the ball, where the help comes from, when it gets there, are they rotating at the right time, are they meeting the requirements and the responsibilities, and are they communicating? I will close with this. Good defensive teams play with their hands, with their eyes, with their feet, and their mouths. They can see, they are active hands, they have active feet, and they talk to each other. If those areas of play are not addressed and improved upon, say goodbye to the playoffs. I'm Jerry V for Bourbon Street Shots. And remember, you can never hide from weak side eyes.